Did I not say that the enemy goes about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour? Whom I said, resist steadfast in the faith, says the Spirit of grace. For many of my children will not stand steadfast from the beginning and understand that he comes in to steal and to kill and to destroy. But yours is to rise up and not cow down. But yours is to stand fast, for the anointing of my Holy Spirit that fell upon that young man David that crossed the field in a run to the giant was anointed to go forth without fear against that which brought great fear and paralyzation to all who heard the voice of the enemy. But I say to you, my church, stand fast in this hour. Let righteous indignation rise up within your spirit against the attack. Hate the attack and the avenger, says the Spirit of grace. Let the anger of the Lord rise up strong in your behalf. And know this, that I've given to you a steadfastness in the spirit that will not accept, will not cow down, or will not become timid in the midst of the fight. Stand against sickness. Stand against infirmities. Stand against contradictions of my word in every way, says the Spirit of the Lord. Let everything that you know to be truth rise up strong on the inside and validate that position of truth on the inside by the witness that I give to you that all things are working together for your good, says the Spirit of the Lord. That I'm bringing about through my spirit the victory in all these things, says the Spirit of the Lord. Run with patience. Run with determination. And above all, lift up the shield of faith and the sword of the Spirit, says the Spirit of the Lord. Speak my word in this hour and do not cow down. Let my spirit come in and extract, eradicate all timidity from you. For I have not given you the spirit of timidity, nor of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. Yours is to stand in the face of adversity and stare it down with the eyes of my authority, says the Spirit of grace. Do not back up. Do not be quiet. Many are being quiet and recoiling into a shell as if to say, I'll wait until the night passes. I say unto you, rise up, stand on your feet in the spirit, recoil against that which has come, says the Spirit of the Lord. Shake off the spirit of heaviness and run across the field to your giant. For I say to you, by my spirit, you will prevail and you will take off his head. And you will mock the spirits of adversity. For it is given unto you not to settle, but to stand in a place of absolute. See my victory. I'm not asking you to put on a facade. I'm asking you to stand in the spirit and act out what my spirit says. My word is truth inside of you. Rise up with the spiritual giants that you are, says the Spirit of the Lord. For you're 1,000 times, 10,000 times bigger on the inside than the clay jar that is on the outside that you live in. Your flesh is not who you are. Your mind is not who you are. My spirit in your spirit is who you are, says the Spirit of the Lord. Dictate what you'll do in the days ahead. Talk like this and talk like that. This is where we're headed. And yes, you can add, if the Lord so wills, but know this, that it is my will for absolute and permanent victory in your life. Do not settle for anything less. Talk like this, talk like that. This is where we're headed. That's what I'm going to be doing. I walk without infirmity. I walk without sickness. I walk without disease. I'm not crippled in any way, shape, fashion, or form, emotionally, physically, academically, in any fashion or form, for I've raised you up. Walk like the spiritual leaders that I've called you to be, says the Spirit of grace.